These are the letters. First from Carol Stiniff. She writes about the Taste and See column in November 2020. Really enjoyed the Faith and Food issue. The recipes and stories were delicious and brought back memories. The pictures were wonderful, and I lost myself in those pages and even forgot about the elections and pandemic for hours. Reverend Glenn Bengtson writes about Jesus and the election from November 2020. I enjoyed, as I always do, his column, Frank Honeycutt's Reflections on Jesus and Voting. I only wish it had been in the October, even September issue. By the time most of us receive the November issue, the deed will have been done, and the opportunity for thought, both individually and in groups, about this important right and responsibility of citizenship will have passed. Perhaps unenterprising pastors and educators will use it, along with October's fine article on discipleship and politics, as preparation for the future. Carl Wilfred writes about What Nourishes Us from the November issue. Your witness to God's hiddenness and human struggle is always needed in the church. Holden Village was once a significant place for me as well, and it was good to be reminded of that ministry and its gifts. Reverend Ann Larson of Essex, Vermont writes, I've just engaged in a semi-annual chore going through back issues of several magazines to clip articles for resource files I've kept since seminary some 40 years ago. Looking through Living Lutheran's January through March 2020 issues, I'm struck by how prescient they were before most of us were caught up in the pandemic life and work. We've learned through experience the possibilities of using technology and social media. Many articles might have been written in response to the shutdowns. That suggests to me that in the life of faith, the pandemic, while extreme, is also an extension of things many of us deal with all the time, including the inequities of American culture. Thanks for your work, and may the Spirit continue to guide you to give us what we need before we even need it. And finally, from Diana Shearer of Harleysville, Pennsylvania, writing about Not Ashamed article in October, three cheers to Will Starkweather, as I found this article very inspiring. Having experiences with mental illness, the stigma attached to this disease can be devastating. It prevents the afflicted from obtaining the necessary treatment that might give them a more meaningful life, both spiritually and emotionally. Thank you, ELCA, for supporting and helping eliminate this challenging issue. We are all children of God, and He is our healer and Savior.